Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M's ruined it for breakfast.
Overnight news.
Okay, news in South Australia soared to its highest level in 4 years during COVID. They're saying it's because the flow of methamphetamine from the eastern states has dried up. What are they using it all over there before it gets here or something?
I don't know. Is it the border closures or you can't get it across or...
I don't know. Not sure what it is, but it said on TV just then there's an epidemic in Sydney as well. So just about the use of everything went up in COVID, didn't it?
Mm.
We had booze. We've had all sorts of stuff. I don't know what. People maybe just living for the moment, are they, or what? Yeah. But anyway, that's what's happening in the world of cocaine use.
Now, we talked about dog prices going back a little while, didn't we?
Oh.
How all of a sudden it's so expensive to buy a dog.
Well, I heard a story, I don't know if this is right on the weekend, you actually have to have a license now to have a litter of pups. You
really?
Can't just go and breed pups, I don't think, anymore.
But what if it happens accidentally?
Well, then I think you can get a temporary license or whatever for, you know, the dog jumping the fence or, you know, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which happens. But I think that's part of the reason why prices are going up.
Mm.
And I think people have all got a little bit more money these days than perhaps 30 years ago. Now, kids get their way and want a puppy all the time. There's probably more pets. We'll have a look at the pet stores, how they've prospered these days and how many there are now. Everyone's got bloody... You used to chuck your dog a mat. Now you've got have to have a bed for it, otherwise you crawl. That's what it's like at my joint anyway.
Yeah. Oh, my dog's got more toys than any kid in any bloody...
Bloody when we were young.
God.
They'd be wrapped if they got a bone.
I know.
Anyway, let's get on to what we're talking about. There's a farm dog set a new record by more than $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
A Kelpie sold for $35,200.
David and Sarah Lee, who bred and trained Hoover, are still in disbelief after selling him for a record price at Casterton's annual working dog auction, which was held online. And it was a thrilling moment as the bidding took off.
It was a bit stuck for a bit, and I said to him, come on, mate, you got to be worth more than that.
The hammer eventually fell at $35,200.
So short on dogs, dog prices have gone up anyway, short on farm labour, so they need good quality working dogs as well, but 35.
Bloody good Kelpie.
Well, I had a watch of it. It looked like it knew what it was doing, but what about the owner, the breeder, said it's gone on to bigger and better things. It was like it's died and gone to a bigger place. It's Hoover. Gone on to bigger and better. It's like it's left the country footy and gone to play AFL.
For yeah, that's what it's
Collingwood or something. Yeah. It's gone on to bigger and better things. The farm it's going to.
One of these strange stories, this is a man in the US, a lobster diver, was swallowed by a humpback whale.
Michael Packard is his name. He's recovering. He's okay after he was nearly swallowed by a humpback whale off the coast of Cape Cod. He was in the whale's mouth, get this, for 30 to 40 seconds. He thought this was it, that his life was over.
All of a sudden, I just felt this huge bump and everything went dark. And then I realized, oh my God, I'm in a whale's mouth. He went up to the surface and just erupted and started shaking his head. And I just got thrown in the air and landed in the water.
I think this bloke, it might actually be related to someone we know, Ditz. I think he might be, no, maybe we haven't. Does he seem like he saw a UFO as well?
That no. Is he back for more?
No, I don't know. But do you reckon he's been swallowed? I reckon, what do you think?
Yeah. No,
you reckon
sounds genuine.
He's gone inside for a while?
Sounds genuine.
And then spat out on the top of the water.
I don't reckon his breath would be that nice, the whale, would it? Like he'd been on a fish diet for a few years. It'd be a bit ordinary. Hey, just to finish with what's making news, Roo.
Yeah.
You know, every day is World, you know, Hemophilia Day or World, you know, Women's Day and, you know, World Elderly Day. No, every day is we have a World.
How'd you drag the women into that?
I'm just saying every day is a different day. Today's World
Bloody
Elder Abuse Awareness
Bloody
Day.
World Women Day.
No, I didn't mean it like that at all. Today is Global Wind Day, and it's saying in brackets, no, meteorological, not flatulence, it says in
brackets. Come on. I thought we could fart all show.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Okay. Look, you take
no farts.
No, it says Global Wind Day. That maybe that does mean go for it, yeah.
I'll give it my best shot after a long weekend.
You normally do.
What did you learn?
On Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
What did you learn?
What did we learn?
Did you learn something?
What did we learn?
What did we learn?
All right, so a new thing we're doing each Monday, but it's a public holiday, so we're doing it on a Tuesday today. What did you learn over the weekend? Blow us away with something. What have you got, Roo?
Well, you remember probably, I don't know, 3 years ago or something like that, roughly, give or take a year or two, had a bit of an argument with Greens MP Mark Parnell, is that his name?
Yes, it is, yep.
About wind farms and them getting placed up in the up near Port Augusta, because I've been going to the shacks up there for a long, long time. And I was having an argument about you cannot put a heap of wind turbines in front of the Flinders Ranges. The Flinders Ranges, for anyone who's gone there, is one of the most beautiful parts of South Australia ever. Well,
world famous.
World famous. Well, the wind farm is actually getting put up as we speak. There's probably 20 that are up at the moment and a heap more to go. And I sent you a video of it, Dis.
Yeah, you sent me the pictures yesterday. I cannot believe it.
You say you sit in these beautiful shacks at the top of the Spencer Gulf. You look across the water. You've got the Flinders Ranges on the other side. And in front of them now are wind turbines all dotted across the front of it.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. I don't know how the hell they got approved. There must have been some sort of rorting that went on to get it done.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, there's so, like, Australia's such a big place, you can't tell me there's not other places to put a heap of fans. Or
how can that be the obvious place to put them?
It's just ridiculous, and it's disgraceful.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about it. The other thing, I said, I think on this, a good feeling the other week about when you have a shower after a long time. Well, even though I said it's so good to have a nice hot shower, I only managed to have one over the whole weekend. I was so busy.
I thought you were a bit on the bugle.
I was so busy having fun over the long weekend that I only had one shower.
So fishing, crab, squid, and grog and everything.
Everything.
And, but didn't find time for a shower.
First one.
I mean, let's face it, a shower could take 3 minutes.
But I was in a shack with 14 kids and 7 adults. So the bathroom was hot property.
Conserving water.
But gee, it was good when I had a share.
Well done. Yeah,
beautiful.
Well done. Well done. Alice, what did you learn over the weekend?
I learned that if you dance on stage and you have new RM Williams on, you can't get them off because your feet sweat and then the leather constricts. And so I...
So you didn't go to bed with your RMs on.
No.
You did.
It wasn't me. I wasn't wearing them. But I ended up, I went for one drink with the Conway IT boys at the netball, and I ended up at the
Angels. At the netball?
Yeah. And then I ended up crossing the road, going to the Gov after, talking myself into the Angels concert, and then going going backstage after with Gleeso after quite a few shandies. And John Brewster was in there, and he couldn't get his shoes off. So I'm on my hands and knees trying to take his boots off.
No.
And we couldn't get them off.
Oh, my
You're
God.
You're trying to pull off Johnny Brewster's shoes.
So I did not expect my Saturday night to go like this.
And why were you trying to get his boots off?
Because he couldn't get them off. Like they.
Why was he trying to get them off? He's still out.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually not sure. I think because they were tight, he needed to change shoes. They were his stage shoes, but
Mel, what did you learn over the weekend?
I have learned that when you go on the fairy garden walk on the Heisen Trail with your kids, when you start at the Bridgewater Mill and you go for a walk for a K and there's a fairy garden. I'd never been, never taken the kids. I'd heard about it. I thought that'd be nice to do on the public holiday. So we went and I discover what you find at the fairy garden is not... what the kids would hope to find at the fairy garden.
I didn't see any fairies.
No, but I told Sinead they're nocturnal.
No, they come out at night,
So the doors are locked. She knocked on all of them to make sure. What you do find is lots of parents looking at you going, when can we get back to the pub? That's what you find at the fairy garden at the end of the little 2K round trip walk.
Didn't you enjoy it?
I loved the walk.
Yeah.
I was happy to get back.
Here's a little commercial idea. Shift it closer to the pub.
I reckon you should just put it at the back of the pub.
There you go.
The beer garden.
The fairy garden. Fairy garden, beer garden next to each other. Match made in heaven. Yeah. Happy
there's
kids, happy parents.
Yep.
I think you've just fixed their problem at the Bridgewater.
There's a new pub idea.
Yeah. What I learned over the weekend is we hear this every time the Olympics come around, but they're going to hand out 150,000 condoms to the athletes at the Tokyo Games. And I was thinking to myself, if you do your homework, well, they're meant to be social distancing. They're not actually meant to get together and do that. They're to take home. They're giving them to take back to their countries to take home with you. And it's all about HIV. It's an HIV campaign.
Why
What?
Yeah. So when you go to the Olympics, athletes this time round, you'll be handed a whole load of condoms, but they're not to use.
I'd rather a gold medal, thanks. To take home.
Yeah. Funny about that. Yeah.
Not everyone
can get
them.
Is that what they give you? A condom.
In both
of these. Bloody hell. That is weird.
Ribbed, coloured, you know.
Oh, okay. My word.
Do you get a choice or is it like a show bag?
I think it's a selection. Yeah.
They're gold, silver, and bronze.
Gold, silver,
I'll
and bronze.
I'll have small, thanks. Triple M. Ruin Dits for breakfast. Distinctive homes.
Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home. Let's talk about Tex.
Oh, what a weekend for the Crows. Let's relive one of the great moments at the end of the game, Roo.
Deep forward pocket for the Crows. Walker tried to punch to the fat side. Oh, the kick was smothered from Ryder. Kick over the head by Phil Thorpe. Bobby, goal!
Oh, no.
He's got the goal, Phil Thorpe. Oh, he kicked it right over his head. It only travelled about 10 metres and bounced through. Can you believe it? After all that, Adelaide finally in front.
And he's won the Rising Star nomination. Let's get his mate on, Tex Walker. Good morning, Tex.
Morning, boys. How are you both?
Good. Never in doubt, was it?
Nah, never in doubt. We just wanted to keep people on the edge of their seats.
You certainly got the odds up for some at half time.
Yeah, well, I think we're still on the flight, especially probably until the 10-minute mark of the second quarter when before Butch just went whooshka.
Oh, Port have been slow starters. I've sort of sorted that out a little bit. The Crows have been really slow the last week. Did you get a bake at quarter time from the coach or what was said?
Yeah, oh, there was a few stern words which were probably to be expected. And then I thought it was great. It just shows a lot of character with our young group. And as I've said all year, we continue to grow. And, yeah, you'd rather be in those games than be winning by 100 points, and the boys too just were outstanding towards the end of the game.
Gee, you found a player in Riley Thilthorpe, not just because he kicked that goal at the end, but he does some clever things, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's a super, super talent, but his foundation of hard work is why he plays such good footy, so it's very impressive to be alongside him and watch him go to work.
What sort of talent is he?
Super, super talent. He's very good.
He's an echo in here.
Oh, that's good.
No, I love him.
Kicked the last 7 goals of the game to get up. So a good result. And, yeah, it gives you some confidence heading in. I think Brisbane is your next game. You got this weekend off. Oh, no, Carlton's your next game away and then Brisbane next home game.
Yeah, so we've got a couple of good sides coming up. We've got the 4-day break where I'm just currently up at Kingsford, just having a look out at the beautiful countryside.
Where's Kingsford?
Up in the Barossa, just before you go in the Barossa off of in Freeling, I think it is.
Yeah, right. Cloud's Daughters.
Is that where it is, yeah.
Oh, that, yeah, I know where you mean.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's absolutely beautiful. We're up here with the Sloans and Seedsmans, and we took the little boys out on a little ride yesterday. They loved it. See all the cows and a couple of kangaroos.
Beautiful. Enjoying your 4-day break.
Yeah, certainly we certainly are.
Beautiful.
Not heading to Broken Hill?
Nah, not this break.
Because you normally do. I just need you to explain to Alice if you could, because Alice told me this morning, she said, nah, Tex can't go to Broken Hill because you've got to go through Victoria. And yeah, I said, just explain that to me.
Yeah, well, she needs to probably have a good look at the maps, I reckon.
I know.
Hey, let's just have a listen to this. Dave McKay's bump.
Goes back inside with a risky kick. Oh, Hunter Clark, I reckon, has been knocked out with a big hip and shoulder. But that is a huge bump. What do you think of it on replay?
To me, it looked just like a terrific eyes on the footy. Both players, McKay's turned the body, gone hard through the football. Hunter Clark left himself open. He's come off second best.
What do you think of it, Tex?
At the time, I thought, wow, hey, what a gutsy effort. From both blokes, I just hope that the right decision is made.
Which is that? Which one's that?
Oh, well, I think he had his eyes on the ball. So I think sometimes in footy, there's things just happen, and this is one of them. So for Dave McKay's sake and the Adelaide Footy Club, I hope the right decision is made.
Well, just if you haven't heard, Tex, the AFL actually come out and said that there is no rule that he can be suspended by, but they've sent him straight to the tribunal and basically said he has, should be done for rough conduct, but doesn't actually make sense.
Can you explain that to me, Ditz?
No, I can't. No idea.
It actually doesn't make sense. So it'd be interesting to see what happens. Steve Hocking has sent Dave McKay straight to the tribunal. So we'll watch this.
Stephen Hocking did it, did he?
Yes.
Well, that explains everything.
Head of football.
Yeah. Tex Walker's on the line, having a holiday. Where is it again that you're staying up there?
Kingsford Estate.
Right, and that's where they filmed McLeod's Daughters.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
Beautiful. All right.
Behaving yourself?
Certainly am, yeah. We had a couple of reds last night just to knock the top off a couple, and Richie and Ali Douglas are coming up this afternoon, so we might just knock another couple off.
Catch up with old Dougie out at Nord at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, they had a good win yesterday, the Red Legs.
Good work. What are you going to work on in the second half of the year, Tex? What's the focus for the club?
Geez, I'd love to string four quarters together. That's, I reckon most clubs would be saying that. But
you did it once or twice against Demons and Geelong.
Yeah, I reckon we just got to keep turning the wheel in the way that I mean. We've got to keep working on our attack. That can certainly get a little bit better. And then obviously our defence, and because our contest stuff's been pretty consistent for the whole year. So those two areas, defence and being able to move the ball a little bit better, will certainly help us in the second half of the year.
Tex, when you look at the results, the game you lost against Hawthorn, lost to Collingwood by a kick, Fremantle game as well. Bloody hell, you could be right up there, couldn't
you? West
Coast. Yeah.
Yeah, you could probably argue that the one game against Sydney as well, that we were around the mark.
True.
I think we kicked about 25 points
That's
or
right.
something.
Yep.
But I think they're really good games for a young group just to learn. I think you learn a lot more out of those games than you would if you won by 4 or 5 points. So,
are you talking the F word, which wouldn't have been talked about at the start of the year? Can you talk finals?
Food.
Anything's possible, Chris.
Right, Taylor. Okay.
You got a gag for us?
What about you? You guys talking the F word?
Yeah, of course we are. Yeah. What do you mean? Of course we are.
Gee, they weren't I'll tell you what, I listened to them a few Thursday night texts. They weren't very happy.
You weren't you happy, Ditz?
What do you mean?
After your loss.
Yeah, but Thursday night. Of course you're disappointed after a loss. But I've thought long and hard about this, Roo. We haven't we haven't had a bad loss yet. We've lost to good sides. We have. We've lost to very, very good teams.
If you need a couple of tips, we can tell you how to beat Geelong or Melbourne.
Very cocky. Very cocky.
They're off the bottom of the ladder and they're getting cocky.
Oh, yeah.
Just having a bit of fun.
You win one game.
Imagine all the Port supporters out there listening at the moment. Wanting to pull their car over and... Hang on.
Hey, we lost to Western Bulldogs, good side. Lost to Geelong, very good side. West Coast over there, Brisbane up there.
Yeah.
Who else have we lost to? That's about it. All very, very good sides. We haven't had a bad loss, to be honest.
You guys have heard the rumours, haven't you?
About what?
What?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Don't worry about it. I'm not going to spread them.
Disappointing. Disappointing.
I liked it, Tex. I liked it. Enjoy your little break, mate, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Tell Seisman he needs eyes in the back of his head. After I've listened to all these pranks last week, I reckon he's responsible for half of them.
Yeah, I'm looking at him right now. He's got a big grin on his face.
Tell
him. I'll pass it on.
I'm coming for him.
All right, done.
See you, Tex. Good on you, mate. Well done. Catch you next week.
Tex Walker, thanks to Distinctive Homes here on Triple M. Oh, what about the Crows, Roo? Unbelievable.
Oh, I could hardly bear to watch it in the first half. It was a terrible game. It was slippery and wet and errors and all sorts in the first half. Crows didn't look like they were going to score. And then they had a massive come-from-behind victory.
Deep forward pocket for the Crows. Walker tried to punch to the fat side. Oh, the kick was smothered from Ryder. Kick over the head by Phil Thorpe. Bobby, goal!
Oh, no.
He's got the goal, Phil Thorpe. Oh, he kicked it right over his head. It only travelled about 10 metres and bounced through. Can you believe it? After all that, Adelaide finally in front.
Well, Riley Thilthorpe's gone on to win the Round 13 Rising Star nominee award as well. So well done to him. He kicked three goals and had a big impact on that game. And you've got to give it to these young Crows. They've done it in a few games this year where they couldn't do it last year. And that's fought on and toughed out some good results. So a really good come-from-behind win in the end. They kicked the last seven goals of the game. So after playing ordinary football in the first half, to change it around and do it during the middle of the game is a very good sign and something they can draw on and use over the coming years.
Yeah, fantastic. Tex Walker will join us later on this morning. I need to ask you about the David McKay situation.
Yes, it's an interesting one. He's been sent straight to the tribunal, which usually means you are going to get three or more games.
Yep.
But on the couch last night, I've seen the footage. There's nothing to say you can suspend him. Mm. He has done nothing wrong. His hands are going for the ball, and in the last milliseconds of it, he just tenses up to protect himself.
Yeah.
And because he's a little bit higher off the ground than Hunter Clark from St Kilda, he hits him and breaks his jaw in a couple of places. But that doesn't mean he's done anything wrong. And on the couch last night with Jared Healy, Jonathan Brown and Nick Revolt and Gary Lyon, all of them said he shouldn't get done, and all of them said that the AFL actually come out and said, we've sent him to the tribunal, but we can't find a rule that we've sent him there for,
what?
If that makes sense.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
And that's why he should get off.
Nah, all right. Hey, tell us about Nathan Buckley. Unbelievable finish there with Collingwood beating Melbourne.
Look, I'm a Nathan Buckley fan. I think he's been, you know, a legend of the club and one of the legends of the AFL, really, I suppose. But it's been a weird send-off. It's like he's not getting sacked, but he's getting sacked. But he's sent off and, you know, talk yesterday, oh, should they have sacked him? And, should they turn around this week? He's actually been coaching reasonably well the last month, but well done to him. Great win yesterday over Melbourne. So Melbourne have now lost to the Crows and Collingwood, both sort of been in the bottom four for most of the year. So I don't know what they're doing wrong, but it was a good win by Collingwood. They are starting to play better footy.
All right, that's our Saw the Footy over the weekend. Tex Walker coming in later on this morning as well. The Crows are off on a break, so we'll find out what he's up to, what the others are up to. And Port Adelaide have just had their break. They come back and play the Suns this weekend. Driving in this morning, I just heard a beautiful story on Triple M.
You don't bring many love stories to the table.
I am an old romantic. In fact, you know how I often give you an insight into my life where I say that, you know that I love doing the crossword and I do the Sudoku and I read the letters.
You actually get
editor.
Quite angry when you get interrupted when you're doing it.
Don't like it, especially when you interrupt my train of thought. But also, the other thing I do, which I haven't shared with you before, is I read the weddings, the marriages, on the weekends, right. The beautiful photos. Love hearing.
You have lost it. Why would you do that to yourself? What do you want to?
It's interesting.
See if there's an old flame in there or something.
No. Get ideas like, the dog walked in with the rings on its collar and we set off doves.
You're just looking for love stories.
He proposed under a tree in the Barossa. All that stuff. Mate, it's unbelievable.
You never stop surprising me, Dits.
So there you go. Anyway, so driving in this morning, heard one of the beautiful stories, because everyone, and where I'm going with this is, everyone meets on Tinder these days. It's so just blasé. Put a bit of work into it. Go out.
Would that be the number one place people meet each other?
Oh, it is, yeah. And good, look, to everyone out there that it's happened to, good on you. I'm, if you're happy in love, it's fantastic. But just, I don't know, a little bit of romance and a little bit of imagination, it doesn't go astray. And
what do you got for us?
Right, this is a phone call earlier this morning.
And I was driving to a mate's place to give him a hand with his car, and I seen a van on the side of the road, and I seen a girl standing there covered in blood.
Oh, what?
I immediately pulled over. I thought she'd been knocked off a push bike, so I didn't see any other cars.
Yes.
Girl that was standing there, she was pretty much with it, considering the amount of blood loss she had, and I said, what's happened? And she said, I've crashed my car. I've hit a tree down the dirt. There's a side dirt road and a couple of K down the road. She was going to cater a lunch.
Yeah.
So she's a chef. And got her to the ward. They were expecting us, drove throughout the emergency ramp, got her in. And I waited there until some of her family came, just so she had someone there if they needed someone to answer questions.
Yeah.
And as soon as her family came, I took off. And a couple of months later, I got a text message from her. Yeah, and she contacted me, wanted to thank me for what happened. For what I did, she used to get depressed about the accident and what I it was just going on for year after year. And I just thought I'd turn a negative into a positive, so I proposed to her on the anniversary of the accident.
Oh,
and the following, yeah, took her down the beach, down at Huskisson there, and I rode in the sand, will you marry me?
Oh.
And she said yes, and the following year we got married on the same day.
Now, there you go. Come on.
At what point did you start crying this morning on the way?
I had to pull over. I had to pull over side of the road. Just, I couldn't see through the mist should, and the water in my eyes.
They should make a movie about that.
They will. I think they will. You mock this. I thought it was a beautiful story. In fact,
it was the
caller of the week.
I actually did something.
He found her on a dirt road. She was bleeding to death. See, we edited that. She was bleeding to death.
Yeah.
And he got a towel out of his car, wrapped it around her head, comforted her. She'd walk 5Ks. The story goes on.
That was like me yesterday driving back from Port Augusta. I drove past this car and it was a lady changing a tyre.
Yeah.
And I looked at Sarah and went, do you reckon she's all right? And she went, yep. So I just kept driving.
No, similar. Very similar. If you've got a beautiful story, unlike Roo's story, give us a ring, 133353. Is the age of chivalry gone? How did you meet your husband or your wife? I mean, what a beautiful story, Roo.
No, that was.
He was out in the middle of nowhere. He had to ring 000 to try and get emergency. She was passing out. She'd lost so much blood.
No, I'm with you.
And now they're married. Wow. Can you believe it?
What about the lunch she was meant to cater for?
No, they're still waiting. Yeah, they had to get Macca's. Oh, Roo, lady's just rung in. She's still on the side of the road, Port Wakefield Road.
Seriously.
Could someone please help her with her flat tyre?
If she didn't know what she was looked like, she knew what she was doing, I would have stopped. But she had the jack under there. Yeah. Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
No, I would have. She had the jack under there. She was fine. She knew what she was doing.
You hear so many beautiful stories when you listen to Triple M. Like this morning, 4:30, I was driving in, and this fella rang in and said he... On a country road, a dirt road, a lady had a prank. She'd hit a tree, bleeding to death she was. He picked her up, took her to the hospital in the nearest town, and now they're married.
It's beautiful,
isn't it?
The first
time they'd met. That's amazing.
It is amazing. Let's go to Newport. G'day, David. Have you got an amazing story as well?
Yeah, g'day, lads. Yeah, I was driving along the 80K zone at Tapley Hill Road. Looked to my side. There was this nice-looking blonde lady. Kept following her. She wouldn't look. And then she pulled into the pulling shop.
Hang on, you were just looking at her as you were driving along in the car next to you?
Yeah, correct. Trying to get her attention. Trying to get her attention. Drove to the Fulham shop. She pulled into the Fulham shops. I watched where she parked. I've done a U-turn, come back down the car and left a note saying, you're very sexy, give me a call.
Oh, sometime. No. That's called stalking.
Yeah, and anyway, and what happened, David?
And so I thought, you know what, I went across the road, parked the car in case the note fell off and some old lady, grandma or someone picked it up and rang me. But she got in the car and she apparently went home, ripped it up to little pieces and put it in the bin. Oh. And now she pulled it out and now we're married.
Oh, she stuck it back together.
David.
Yes.
How beautiful.
Correct. And is she as good as you thought she might have been?
Even better.
Oh, well done.
Wow, this is a great segment. Yeah. 133 553. Tell us your love stories.
Right,
that was beautiful, that last story. Let's go to Salisbury Heights. G'day, Bradley.
Hang on, Rude, bitch.
You got another love story?
My wife and I met through an ad in the newspaper called Meeting Point.
Okay, tell us more.
That was 20 years ago.
You're joking.
This weekend just gone, 20 years ago, I answered the ad she had in the paper.
Yep.
And we haven't been apart for any more than a week since.
So that was kind of like an early version of Tinder or something, really, if they did that in that way in the paper.
Yeah, it was before the internet become a big deal. We had our son less than 12 months later.
Jeez, you didn't waste
You didn't hang around, did you?
No, right. When you know it's right, you know it's right.
Oh,
beautiful.
Oh, God.
Blonde, blue eyes and big boobs can never go wrong.
Right, huh?
Good stuff.
No, that ticks every box.
Oh, Triple M.
That's a match made in heaven right there.
Beautiful. Yeah. Okay, let's go to Kerry Kelly. G'day, Rob.
Yeah, hey, guys. I'm a member of the Ulysses Club, the Old Farts Motorcycle.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And, I actually did the proposal. I borrowed one of those little electric scooters off off a mate.
Yeah.
And I rode in. I put a different helmet to what Judy normally sees me wear on.
Right.
I got one of my older leather jackets and rode in and popped the question in front of all the club.
Oh, pressure.
How we actually met was I've won free tickets to go and see the Screaming Jets back in 2016 when they were in town.
Well, from us?
Triple M. Yep.
Are you joking?
Beautiful.
And that was how we met. So thanks, guys.
Great story. No worries, well done. Good on you, Rob.
Good on you, Rob.
There you go. No worries. What's the prize we've got here?
Eskimo Joe double. It's
beautiful. What a good prize.
It's your seg. You
are you going to send?
No, it's your seg, mate. You work it out.
David, who stalked. I mean, who, you know, followed his the bird along Tapley's Hill Road.
It's a fine line, isn't it, between sort of stalking and...
Listen, they're married. They've ended up together.
Yeah, they're actually all very happy stories there, which is great.
David from Newport, well done. You can go and see Eskimo Joe.
Beautiful.
Hello on this Tuesday morning. How was Port Augusta, Roo?
Fantastic. Went way too quick the long weekend. Way too quick.
Yeah, nice though. Did you catch any fish or what did you get up to?
We got a few whiting. We got a few salmon. We got a few squid.
Beautiful.
Got a fresh feed for tonight at home. What did you get up to?
Nah, very quiet. I was at home in Harndorf. Just took it easy.
I don't believe you.
I did. Seriously.
Well, I did nothing all weekend.
Oh, you know, a little bit here and there. I was very quiet. Very quiet. Yeah, yeah.
What are you, crook?
No. I've grown up.
You've grown up. And you've started a diet today as well.
Yesterday. Day two today.
You started it yesterday.
Day two.
You do weird timings on a long weekend. You started
a
diet.
It's a challenge. You've got to challenge yourself.
You started a diet at the start of the year on the 1st of January, did you?
Yep.
Peak holiday season.
Yeah, I know. Well, because I could do it easily, but set yourself a target, a challenge.
Good on you. Good on you. We love that sort of stuff. A big hour coming up. You've got celebrity news in this hour as well.
Oh, there's plenty happening too.
Is there plenty happening?
Juicy.
We've got what we learnt from the weekend coming up and Roo's news as well. Hey, one thing we did do on the way to Port Augusta, Dits, was listen to the prank podcast that you can get online. If you go to the Listener app and search Roo and Dits, there's a 42 minute prank podcast.
Right.
I was just laughing my head off driving to Port Augusta. All the other kids are on iPads and phones and I'm just losing it. I nearly had to pull over at one stage. I'm not joking. I had bloody tears running down my cheeks. I'd forgotten that.
So you're having a laugh at my expense for 42 minutes.
Well, Sarah did actually question me at one point. She said, "Are you right? Are you going to be drive?" I was losing it. I sent it to a few people as well. I don't know if you've had any feedback from your brother or Timmy Vince or anything. I said, "If you got nothing else to do, there's 40 minutes of gold."
See, when
here.
I said I did nothing over the weekend, I was in lockdown. I was too embarrassed to go out.
If you're sitting in your car and you want to laugh and you love pranks, go and search Ruined Dits on the Listener app and listen to the prank podcast.
Strange one with the Adelaide Crows, Roo, with David McKay.
Yep, very, very clean player. Played, I think he's 10th in the all-time list of games played now. 32-year-old, never done hardly anything wrong in his career. This is the contact that was made on Saturday night.
Goes back inside with a risky, risky kick. Oh, Hunter Clark, I reckon, has been knocked out with a big hip and shoulder. But that is a huge bump. What do you think of it on replay?
To me, it looked just like a terrific... Eyes on the footy, both players. Mackay's turned the body, gone hard through the football. Hunter Clark left himself open. He's come off second best.
So lots of people who follow football would have seen it. He went hard at the ball, just exactly the way you coach to play the game. Hard at the ball, not at the body. Fierce 50-50 contest in a crucial part of the game when the Crows they were charging at St Kilda and needed to win every 50-50 contest they could. He's been sent straight to the tribunal because of Hunter Clark's jaw has been broken in a couple of places. He'll miss 6 to 8 weeks. It raised a lot of eyebrows, including the guys on the couch on Fox Footy. Nick Riewoldt, Jonathan Brown, Jared Healy were talking about it last night. Have a listen to what Nick Riewoldt says.
The AFL are aware of the magnitude of this case, but they're happy to hand it over to three part-time tribunal members to determine the future fabric of the game. You can say on one hand, the incident doesn't come under the banner of rough conduct, then in the AFL's own statement, which was released today, they've said that the tribunal council, as instructed by the AFL, will allege that player McKay carelessly engaged in rough conduct.
So there's the banner.
So if he carelessly engaged in rough conduct that was severe and high. Mm. So you've graded it in your own statement.
Retrospective
yet
grading.
Yet you've said it doesn't come under the banner of rough conduct. So I'm at a complete loss to understand how they could possibly abdicate responsibility on this and hand it over to the tribunal to make a call.
So it's a bit technical, but basically the AFL said it did, there's not a way you could send him to the tribunal in the rule book. But he hasn't done anything wrong. But he has anyway and said that's what he did. And when you get sent to the tribunal, generally means you're going to get minimum of 3 games.
Yeah.
But none of those people on there could say he should get anything.
Hmm.
The footage that they slowed down brilliantly shows that within a metre of the ball, Hunter Clark's hands were probably 6-8 inches away and McKay's were probably, 18 inches away. They're both going for
definitely
the ball.
Going for the ball.
Absolutely. So if he gets done, this is going to change the game forever.
Yep.
It'll be another change to the game. And I'm not sure if you can get done if it's not in the rule book.
No, you can't. Is that tonight? Do you know?
I don't know. Probably would be, I suppose, tonight.
Normally, yeah.
Yeah. So weird stuff. Okay. Very weird.
Celebrities.
Kim Kardashian is back on the dating scene.
Influencers.
Instagram, Triple M Adelaide page, whatever that means.
He's got his ear to the ground.
Got a bit of celebrity news for you.
It's time for Chris Dittmar's...
OMG!
Celebrity News.
What would your dad say if he knew you were doing celebrity news segments?
it's a very good point. Yeah, I'd have to hang my head in shame, I think.
What do you got for us?
It'd make me change my name.
What do you got for us?
Oh, look, I don't know where to start this morning. There's that much out of the weekend. Julia Roberts.
Yep, love Julia.
Yeah, magnificent, beautiful actress. I think she's so attractive, so gorgeous. Pretty Woman was one of the best all-time films, wasn't it?
I thought the pervometer was about to go off.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, she's living in Australia.
What?
Yeah, she's living in Australia. She's here. Julia Roberts. She's here filming because not much is happening in Hollywood at the moment.
She's just filming here.
So a lot of them are here. Yeah, but she's spending a lot of time here. So much time. She's trying to get her kids into exclusive Sydney schools.
Right.
So she's trying to
do that in America, can you?
Can't do that in America. Can you imagine her? Do you reckon she'll be on the tuck shop roster or not?
Oh, I'll have a hot dog, please.
Line up at lunchtime. Oh.
Hello, Julia.
Parent teacher night as well. You're a young student teacher. Yeah, Julia walks in.
You'd be dragging the
parent
in, wouldn't you? Yep.
Look out for Julia.
Mm.
What else have I found over the weekend? You know, last week Jeffrey Edelston died.
He did.
Yeah. Anyway, Bryn Edelston.
What did he die of?
I'm going to get to that. Bryn has come out and said after the death that they were married for 5 years. They never, ever consummated the marriage. They never, ever had sex in 5 years.
What?
Yeah.
What the hell are they together for then?
Well, she said it wasn't for the money either. So there you go. I think when you say what he died, I think he died with an erection, actually. He had to be buried in a tent.
That doesn't make
5 years. Yeah. Let's hear from Bryn.
It's crazy late. I never thought, I'm going to move to Australia one day. I never was set on getting married at a certain age. I thought maybe it'll happen, you know. But I just got really lucky.
Lucky, all right. Hey, and the other, I do feel sorry for Jeffrey because his other wife, Gabby Greco, this is her appearing a couple of years ago on Sydney radio.
What is Jeffrey's middle name?
What is his middle name? I don't think he has a middle name.
He does, and it is Walter. So you can call him Wally or Walter if you like.
Yeah, oh, my close. God. You guys just embarrassed me on...
No, that's okay.
Don't worry.
There's going to be like 30 stories on this.
No, now, don't worry about it.
Why the hell did you not tell me what your last name was?
Middle name. Sorry.
Your middle name. Oh, God.
I'm
pulling a Jessica Simpson here.
Mm. Now, it's all right. Now, here's an easy one for you, Gab. What is Jeffrey's birthday?
July 2nd.
Close. May 2nd.
May 2nd.
No, but they're in love.
Oh, they were tight, weren't they? They just knew everything.
Inseparable.
About each other.
Yes, unbelievable. Moving on. El Chapo. I know you like following these drug lord stories, Rue, because they're quite juicy, aren't they?
Yep.
El Chapo's wife is about to be jailed. Now, she's a former beauty queen. You know she won like Miss Mexico or something. If you look at pictures of her, Emma Aspuro, she is absolutely beautiful.
What's she been done for?
Drug possession. And it turns out she was running the $5 billion setup that they had when he got locked away. But remember when he escaped? Well, she organised the escape, it turns out. She got his sons to dig the tunnels and get him out of jail. So she's quite a character. How's this, though? It turns out when they first met, this is just a romantic story. He's sitting in the front row at the beauty pageant, and it turns out he's just said, make sure she wins. It's true. No, I've been reading up about this over the weekend. And this is how they met. So he then went backstage, they met, and they got married. He ditched his wife at the time, but he rigged the whole beauty pageant.
Oh, I thought those things were so honest and accurate.
I know. Actually, one of my favourite lines of beauty pageants is 1 year after Miss World, someone came out and said it's had its fair share of knockers over the journey.
It has had
anyway,
its fair share.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is true. Queen Elizabeth makes celebrity goss this Monday morning, Tuesday morning. It's fair to say that her kids have provided her with a few headlines over the journey.
Yep.
There's been a few scandals.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they've got this motto, the royal family, never complain, never explain. Out the window, she said, she's turning into queen bitch now. She's going to come back firing with all guns blazing. If you write crap about the queen and her family from now on, she's coming out hard.
Right.
She's going to have a crack. So never complain, never explain.
Well, that's a newie.
Gone.
From the weekend.
Yeah. The Queen's on the front foot. She's had enough. Front foot.
She's had a tough year.
She's going to come out and defend the kids.
She had a massive year.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to finish on a sad one. I got to know this fella.
Don't do that.
David Lightfoot. No, but this is a real Adelaide story. David Lightfoot's a fella that, would you believe, was the opening bowler back in the 80s for West Torrens Cricket Club. Like, he was a local lad, good cricketer.
Yeah.
Do you know what he went on to be? The director of Wolf Creek and Babe. And he died over the weekend. Let's hear Wolf Creek.
What do you actually do?
I can tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
It's one of the scariest movies of all time.
That was scary, that movie.
Well, this guy was really talented, and you'd often find him at the front bar at the Lion Hotel. He was in there most days having a drink, but a real good bloke. But yeah, he died over the weekend. Only, I would have thought, late 50s, maybe 60 years of age. But as I said, I got to know because he played cricket at Torrens and then turned into this incredible director.
Wolf Creek.
Wolf Creek and Babe. So a good South Australian. And Babe. And he passed away.
Different
the
ends of the spectrum there.
So there's my celebrity goss for this Tuesday morning.
Great segment, Dits. Thank you very, very much. Not far away from Tex Walker joining us.
I'm just saying it's big news, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
You might win.
Excellent.
Or you might lose.
Bam.
Keep up with the times and play Ruse News.
What about the prize?
No, it's a cracking prize today.
The ultimate rock sport comedy prize pack.
How good's this? You and three mates to the Rock's Greatest Decade Party. You'll hear more about this at the Bridgeway Hotel.
Yeah.
Crows v Lions double pass and a double pass to Jim Jeffries.
Unbelievable.
All for just getting this quiz that sort of doesn't really work that well. right? And you could go there. Let's go to Windvale. G'day, Michelle.
Hi, how you going?
Good. You have a good weekend?
Hello, you there?
Yeah, did you have a good weekend?
Hello?
Oh, no.
We'll come back to Michelle. Let's go to Mano Para. Are you there, Tom?
Yeah, got you, fellas.
Yeah, have you had a good weekend?
Crack a weekend, mate. Just got back from Brisbane.
Brisbane?
Yeah, mate.
What were you doing up there?
Bit of car racing.
What sort of car racing?
Drag racing, mate.
Do
you actually drive yourself or you just go and watch?
Crewing.
Crew, that means you just stack the esky. All right, let's go to the Windvale. G'day, Michelle. Oh, no, Michelle.
Hello,
are you there?
Michelle.
Hello.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah, now I can, yeah.
Oh, good stuff, Michelle. Have you had a good weekend, Michelle?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I had my husband home for the weekend, so...
What, on day release, or what do you mean?
Yeah, a bit like that. No, he flew in from Perth. He's over there working.
Oh, so is he in the mines or something?
No, NBN.
Oh, NBN. Okay.
Righto.
Good on you, Michelle. Check your buzzer.
Michelle.
Good.
Okay, check yours, Tom.
Tom.
Dits.
All right, Dits is ready to go. Okay, first to three, or something like that. Question number one. Let's have a listen to some audio, please, Mel.
Michael Packard is his name. He's recovering. He's okay. After he was nearly swallowed by a off the coast of Cape Cod.
Oh, Michelle.
Michelle.
What was it?
by a whale.
Yeah.
Well done, Michelle.
Well done, Michelle. She's been listening.
30 seconds he was in there
listening
for.
To the news, yeah.
And then spat out.
Fishy breath, he reckons.
Okay, question number two. A new record has been set in the world of farm dogs on the weekend. A Kelpie sold for...
Tom.
Yes, Tom.
$25,000.
No.
I'll finish the question. Is it between 0 and 10, 10 and 25,000, or 25 and 40,000? Michelle.
Michelle, 25 and
40. That's right.
David and Sarah Lee, who bred and trained Hoover, are still in disbelief after selling him for a record price at Casterton's annual working dog auction.
$35,200, if you don't mind.
Michelle's off to a flyer.
Is it 2-0?
Michelle 2, Tom 0.
You still at the drags, Tom?
Yeah, mate. Yep.
Come on. All right. Big comeback needed here, right. Tom.
More audio here. Listen to this.
Lost Ark does it, and Classy Joe, Not Usual Glorious in front. Does it's coming with a wet sail late. Not Usual Glorious clinging on and will win again.
Why would we be playing that?
Dits. Because the Port Adelaide boys own that horse.
Oh.
There you go.
Johnny Butcher.
Johnny Butcher.
That was the horse I tipped on Friday.
Yeah, that was Roo's tip Friday.
And it actually got up and saluted.
Tom Cleary, Johnny Butcher.
All right, the boys.
There's a few of the boys in it, yep.
I'm surprised it ran straight if Johnny Butcher.
Yeah. Michelle 2, Tom 0.
Okay, question number 4. What was unusual about the goal that Adelaide Crow Riley Thilthorpe kicked to win the game against the Saints on Saturday night? Tom.
Yes, Tom.
Kicked it over his head.
Yay,
he
Tom's
did.
Coming
he kicked
back.
It over his head.
I thought the answer was that a forward actually kicked a goal for the Crows.
Oh, you can talk to Tex about that.
Right, okay.
What are you laughing at, Michelle?
Hey, Michelle.
No, I'm a Crow supporter.
Oh, Michelle. Okay. Michelle 2, Tom 1.
All right, good. This is a bit sad, this stat, but over 100 babies are taken from their parents within a month of being born.
Michelle.
In South Australia.
Yes, Michelle.
Due to child abuse. I've got that wrong.
Wow, you've just jumped in a bit early. Wow. Is this true or false was the question.
Oh,
Tom.
Tom, true.
Yeah.
Tom, true.
It's a thriller. It's 2-2.
It is 2, which means I've got to go to my extra emergency
questions.
He's
got to make up a question quickly.
Which side outside the top 8 plays Port this weekend?
Which victim? Which unlucky victims?
No one cares what it sounds like.
No.
Oh, come on.
Tom.
Yes,
Tom's
Tom.
Tom's having a punt.
Is it the Suns?
Yes, it
is.
Oh,
it is. Is that the victory?
He's plucked that from nowhere.
He plucked that out of his backside, right, Tommy boy.
Good on you, Tom.
Bad luck, Michelle. That well was done. A great contest.
Gee, she jumped out to a 2-0 lead and he's come flying home.
It's just like the Crows.
Just like
never
the
give
drags,
up.
Isn't it?
Never give up. Jim Jeffries, double pass. Crows v Brisbane Lions at Adelaide Oval in a week and a half. And you and three mates off to the Rock's Greatest Decade Party at the Bridgeway Hotel. You'll hear a lot more about this over the coming days. This will be huge.
Today is Global Wind Day. No, not that wind. No. We're talking meteorological wind, not flatulence.
What?
It's a world wind day. I've got some facts for you. Some tornadoes can move faster than Formula One cars. There you go. Wind makes no sound. Wind actually... No, it doesn't. It only makes a sound when it passes through something, like your cheeks. See, wind makes no sound at all. These are the facts.
About when you're outside and you hear the wind?
I think they're things that are rattling, aren't they? Or the trees. You're hearing it. Yeah, because it's going, it's passing through something. That was a ghost. No, but if you hear wind, when you hear wind, isn't it because it's rattling trees or something like that?
Could well be, yep.
Sam Morrison's written here, Saturn and Neptune feature the fastest planetary winds in the solar system, but in Roo's case, it's Uranus.
Hey.
Good on you, Sammy. Anyway, enjoy.
A joke
enjoy
writer for your segment.
Enjoy stage. World Wind Day. All right,
will.
There you go.
All right.
Triple M.
Ladies. Delving deep inside the mystery and wonder of the female mind.
The women run the country.
It's Ruined It Angels.
Oh, the ladies come in from around the office. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Ruined It.
Well, Mel's already here. She's the button pusher. Mel, we've got Alice the Wag and Batesy from our sales team. Hey, love triangle. Have you ever been involved in one, Batesy?
No, I struggle enough to get one person to like me.
You've done it right. You're pregnant.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, Roo, you know there's this story out of Perth. A lot of people would have read this. Anna and Lucy DeCinque are twins, and they're both marrying the same bloke, Ben Byrne. He's going to be busy.
Have you had it checked Ben out, have you?
I have checked Ben
What's
out.
Ben
have,
like?
We got, have we got Ben
Do
talking?
You want to hear the beautiful
let's
proposal?
Have a listen.
Is there three in there?
Wow.
Well, that could symbolise the three of us.
My God. We love them.
Oh, my God.
If he can listen to two of them at the same time, mate, he's better than me. I'll tell you what. Were you ever in a love triangle, Roo?
Excuse me.
No, sometimes you might have two on the go.
Ask that. It's 8:45.
Fighting for your
no
love.
No warning at all. For me to come up with a false story. No. Shit, no.
No. Never. Mel, have you?
No, that sounds like a lot of work.
All right. So if one of your friends came to you, Alice, and said, by the way, I haven't asked you, have you been in a love triangle?
Of course she has.
Sure, I bet you have. I knew you would have.
I was in year nine. And
year nine?
The hottie from the dancing classes.
My daughter's in year nine.
And it was me and another girl who was actually modelling at the time.
Oh, and?
I won.
Oh, so he was dating both of you
for a few months.
Yeah, right.
And then it turned out he was gay.
It turned him gay. Yeah, put him off, women.
Yeah.
Oh. I reckon he'll be going back to the models. You turned him gay.
Yeah, I didn't. He just,
yes, you
oh,
did.
No, I didn't.
He yes, you did.
Well, you were dating
it
him.
It came to the surface quickly.
Yeah,
what came to the surface?
No, he's
sexuality.
Just, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
anyway,
I'll help you out.
So,
hot.
If a friend came to you and said, "I mean, you know, I was involved in this sort of situation," what would your reaction be? Two women marrying or dating the same bloke, and everyone says, "Nah, we're all happy with it." What advice would you give to that, Mel?
Run. Run till your feet bleed, then keep running.
Have a good hard look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Really?
100%. I think it's so strange.
Mm. No, they're not. Are they all right, those girls?
No, they sounded great. They sounded just lovely, didn't they? Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Yeah.
But I just wondered, does this go on more than we actually think out there
what,
or not?
What, people going out with sisters?
Well,
or
Jack
twins?
Thompson did it.
Yeah,
do you remember?
Jack's
pretty rare.
Jack, that's a Jack rule only, I think, that one.
Jack Thompson dated two sisters or lived with them for 15 years.
It's very much an objectifying thing, isn't it, to say that you must be the same because you look alike when you're two totally different people.
The twins?
Yeah. The man to say to the twins, oh, you're both hot, you both look the same, I want both of you. So it's gross on his side and baffling on their side.
But what if they are the same?
That, well, maybe these two are in Perth. Those two.
They seem like they are, don't they? They want to be the same.
But don't you think it's weird to think that you're sleeping with your sister's partner?
Yeah.
Like, that's
and
just...
I would get super jealous.
Yeah.
Like, it would be so weird to watch. Like, I don't know if you watch or not, but, like, I don't know. I'm so mad at
all until,
in a week,
all in,
so
right up until he says,
time evenly?
I'm gay anyway, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, good point.
I wish I never told you that. That just slipped right
off
the
tongue.
No, that's
made my day anyway. All right, thank you, angels.
Thanks.